Patient's name is Linda Estep, first name L-Y-N-D-A, last name E-S-T-E-P. Date of birth is 10-5-1974, date of service 10-1-2022. History of present illness, this 47-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of blood sugar being high. She states that she wants to get a urinalysis done because usually whenever she gets high blood sugar, she believes that it is because of the UTI. She also states that she is having double vision, which she does think is correlated to her being a diabetic for so long. Allergies to strawberries, latex, pepper, seeds, and adhesive. Current medication was discussed with patients placed in the chart. Medical history, diabetic and hyperlipidemia, surgical history, C-section times one, social history, denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, admits to smoking, half pack per day, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 68, heart rate 100, respiration 16, temp 98.1, O2 100, she weighs 127 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate, well-nourished, well-groomed. She does smell of ketones. H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are dry. Pupils are pearl. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, cleared auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait study, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, hyperglycemia number 2. I believe that she is in DKA number 3. No, number 3. You don't have to put a number 3. I did encourage patient to go to the emergency room to seek treatment with fluids and insulin. She did request a prescription for an antibiotic just to be safe because she does feel that she did get her elevated blood sugar from an infection, which I do not mind doing. The urinalysis that was done in the office does show that she has greater than 160 ketones, greater than 500 glucose, and then protein and bile in her urine. It is negative for leukocytes, negative for nitrites. So we were able to rule out the UTI. Patient has had several episodes of DKA in the past, last episode being 5/16/2022, in which she was admitted to Bentov Hospital to the ICU. So, again, I did encourage her to go to the emergency room. And she does agree with this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.